Our gospel lesson this morning is from John, the 20th chapter, first 18 verses. Early on the first day of the week, while it was still dark, Mary Magdalene came to the tomb, and she saw that the stone had been removed from the tomb. So she ran and went to Simon Peter and the other disciple, the one whom Jesus loved, and said to them, "They have taken the Lord out of the tomb, and we don't know where they have laid him." Then Peter and the other disciple set out and went toward the tomb. The two were running together, but the other disciple outran Peter and reached the tomb first. He bent down to look in and saw the linen wrappings lying there, but he did not go in. Then Simon Peter came, following him, and went into the tomb. And he saw the linen wrappings lying there, and the cloth that had been on Jesus' head, not lying with the linen wrappings, but rolled up in a place by itself. Then the other disciple, who reached the tomb first, also went in, and he saw and believed. For as yet they did not understand the scripture that he must rise from the dead. Then the disciples returned to their homes. But Mary stood weeping outside the tomb, and as she wept, she bent over to look into the tomb. She saw two angels in white, sitting where the body of Jesus had been lying, one at the head and one at the feet. They said to her, "Woman, why are you weeping?" And she said to them, "They have taken away my Lord, and I do not know where they have laid him." When she had said this, she turned around and saw Jesus standing there, but she did not know that it was Jesus. And Jesus said to her, "Woman, why are you weeping? Whom are you looking for?" Supposing him to be the gardener, she said to him, "Sir, if you've carried him away, tell me where you have laid him, and I will take him away." Jesus said to her, "Mary." She turned and said to him in Hebrew, "Oh, Rabboni," which means teacher. Jesus said to her, "Do not hold on to me, because I had not yet ascended to the Father. But go to my brothers and say to them, 'I am ascending to my Father and your Father, to my God and your God.'" Mary Magdalene went and announced to the disciples, "I've seen the Lord." And she told them what he had said to her about these things. This is the word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
Hallelujah. He is risen.
He is risen indeed.
How strange. How strange to celebrate the resurrection here on a virtual basis. On Easter, we are so accustomed to dressing up and coming to church to look our best and then to greet one another with smiles as wide as the sky. Many of us would bring our children and or our grandchildren early for an Easter egg hunt. Many would bring flowers to decorate our flowered cross. In keeping with that tradition, we will have the cross here, already decorated, and we will place it outside after the service for those who want to bring your young ones, or not, and to take pictures. But now, here we are, finding a new way to celebrate the reason for our faith. Some of you may still be in pajamas, without fixing your hair or your face, and no one will know but you. Some of you may have an internet connection to your TV set, and you're able to see us in full vision while others are seeing us in the smaller version on a computer screen, and while others are down to looking at us over a phone. I talk slow and small because of the phone. In any event, I'm glad you're here with us as we rejoice in the resurrection of our Lord. The struggle we are facing with this pandemic makes me think of how the disciples were struggling with the death and burial of Jesus. Their expectation seemed to be that they were going to be rid of those Romans, and somehow they would be part of the center of some new deal. And now, Jesus is gone. The disciples and the followers seem to have faded into the woodwork. Only John and the women seem to be anywhere near the cross. Most were no doubt in fear of the authorities, and some were feeling really bad about having run away from Jesus in the Garden of Gethsemane. Some just went home. We find out that out of fear, some were locked into their own homes. And so, that's where some of us are with this coronavirus today. We're in fear of the unknown. We're frustrated because we're not able to do and go and participate and connect with others as we are accustomed to doing. But I sense that the Lord is giving us a word to help us overcome these difficulties. The gospel for the day is a word which many of us have heard before. But in light of the current situation, let's just think about it. Mary Magdalene. Mary Magdalene becomes the bearer of the good news. She's overcome any fear. She was courageous enough to be at the cross and now to venture out to the site of the tomb. Unlike the disciples who were sitting back in the safety of a locked house. That was similar to the quarantine that we have been under. Not necessarily mandated by the government, but a self-quarantine nonetheless. When Mary Magdalene saw the stone was removed, she went back to tell the disciples that the tomb was empty. She was making the assumption that they, whoever that might be, had taken the body. You could almost hear the discussion of what to do next. Once it was decided, John and Peter ran to the tomb. I've never thought about it before, but rather than running with excitement to go there, they may well have been running because of fear. An awareness that the Roman soldiers or perhaps the Pharisee guards would be out looking for them. And the quicker they got there, the safer they would be. In the past, I guess, I have always thought of this part of the passage kind of in a comedy sense, kind of thinking of the Keystone Cops running and stumbling, first one ahead of the other. And John gets to the tomb first. He glances in, but does not enter. He's somewhat like us in that we fear to step into some situations. Then comes our old buddy Peter. Lumbering onto the scene, he rushes right on into the tomb. Typically Peter, bold, no holds barred, moving on with it. Okay, so they find the empty tomb. They see the linen cloths that were used to cover Jesus. Okay, what do they do next? It's over. Nothing we can do. Let's go home to safety. and off they go. But as I reread this scripture, I'm left with that other thought, the fact indeed that they were afraid. All of which leaves Mary. Mary Magdalene, standing outside the tomb, weeping, grieving. She fearlessly goes into the tomb and sees two angels. Now, it's interesting to note here in the Gospel of John that Mary Magdalene shows no fear of the angels. In the other Gospel accounts, there are several women at the tomb. And when they saw angels, they were terrified. That seems to be the normal reaction of most folks whenever they see angels. But here, Mary Magdalene simply talks with them. Mary Magdalene stays, weeping and grieving. She goes back to the tomb, sees the two angels, and for the second time that day, she makes an assumption about the body of Jesus. And then for the third time, she asks the same question about the body of Jesus of a person that she assumes to be a gardener. She knows that Jesus isn't dead. She saw him die up on the cross. Now all she wants to do is to get the body. Obviously, she's frustrated by the fact that no one can tell her about what happened with the body of Jesus. Three tries, seemingly no results, which begs the question, how many times do we have to seek after the Lord? Is three enough? Why couldn't she recognize the person she thinks is a gardener? Was she so teary-eyed that she couldn't see properly? Or was she not seeing the person, Jesus, as she remembered him? Are we all like Mary Magdalene, saying we want to see Jesus? What's keeping us from seeing him clearly? Are we like Mary Magdalene, in that we make assumptions and jump to the wrong conclusions about that empty tomb we are facing? For us and for Mary Magdalene, the answer to the empty tomb is in the next verse. Jesus says, Mary. And her eyes are opened. She recognizes Jesus. He is alive. He had risen. She wanted to grab him. She was thrilled. She was excited. She was rejoicing. She may not have understood the full meaning of the resurrection and all its implications, but she recognized her Lord. Just as Jesus called Mary, he calls each of us. After receiving some instructions, which she is to pass on to the disciples, Mary goes back to the house where she becomes the first evangelist. And she's telling the disciples, I have seen him. He is alive. Let us pray. Gracious Lord, we give you thanks and praise that you are with us always, that you went to the cross, that you suffered in the indignations, the pains, the scourging. Lord, we also realize that you took upon you yourself sin, and you were sinless. Lord, we thank you that you have done that, and we give you praise. We thank you for our lives and for our salvation. We thank you, Jesus. In your name we pray.